Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast today. He's the forthcoming host of Howard Rosenberg Reviews Everything, the podcast. Howard Rosenberg for the whole show on all new Nevada News.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Rosenberg. He is soon to be the host of Howard Rosenberg Reviews Everything, his new podcast. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
So I get the URL for Howard Rosenberg Reviews, because that's how we want people to find you, right?
Right.
As soon as I book that, apparently this gets released to the world. I have had probably 150 phone calls from scammers trying to sell me things based upon Howard Rosenberg Reviews.
Really?
Yes. And so what I decided to do, and there are all these fake phone numbers, you know, because the scammers now, they can have phone numbers that look like they're calling from Pahrump or they're calling from, you know, other locations in Nevada.
I get calls from Russia.
Right, exactly, yes. And so they're all scammers. You know they're crooks. And so what I did, because I was so tired of the election season where people were just destroying my phone with all these crazy calls, so I would just say, hi, Mr. Scammer, how are you? And they would go, what?
What?
And I say, no, well, you're a scammer, right? You're a crook. You're calling to con me out of something. It was great, because they would hang up within about 30 seconds, but I accused more people of being scammers in the space of, you know, a week and a half. But they're still calling.
As long as you're having a good time.
Howard Rosenberg Reviews is the URL. It's not up yet, but it will be very shortly, and
good.
Then people will be able to hear all that you review in your purview. So just the news just came in. Stan Lee of Marvel Comics, 95 years old, he just died.
It's a loss.
An amazing man.
Yes.
I mean, what he's been involved with Marvel Comics and appearing in all the movies over the years.
Yes.
You just had to look for the old guy, and that was Stan Lee.
It's when someone like that goes, you recognize what you've lost, but until they go, you don't really recognize it because they're always here. Marvel Comics, DC Comics, they've taken over the motion picture business. And a lot of what we're seeing on the screen is basically graphic novels. I mean, that's what we're looking at. I admire some of it, but some of it's making me so tired, Sam. I want to see good old-fashioned entertaining movies.
Okay, so are they like the Cirque du Soleil of movies?
More or less. They have a formula, and they stick to the formula. And, you know, Aquaman and Bumblebee and Captain Marvel is a woman. Excuse me? What happened to Billy Batson? I mean, I don't... Now, I realize that the basic audience that goes to the movies today, they're hoping for, are young people. But go to the movies in the afternoon. The average age in most motion picture theaters is deceased. We're talking old dead people like me. We're in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And, you know, we sit looking at the screen waiting for a story, and there isn't one. But there's a lot of special effects. I need more than special effects. I need some real, honest-to-goodness content that will challenge me and maybe even entertain me. Remember that, Sam, when we used to be entertained?
But you know what I've noticed, too, of late, is because there's so much product coming on the market now, because
yes.
not only is it the movie, you know, companies that are producing movies, but the Netflix and the Amazons and all these others that are
right.
paying huge money.
Right.
Julia Roberts has got this new Amazon Prime series that's a half-hour show. The problem for me is that you have no idea what's going on for the first two or three episodes or the first hour and a half of the movie, and you're expected to have to watch this thing two or three times to actually get it.
There's something else going on, too, that I'm wondering how many in the viewing audience will get. Julia Roberts on the big screen is one thing. On the small screen, I don't care if you've got a 75-inch screen in your living room, you're on top of the screen. You're seeing things that you don't see on the motion picture screen and you don't need to see. I don't know how else to say this. She looks constipated to me. For the love of Pete, don't get so close that I can see nasal hair. I don't need that. Tell me a story. Act for me. Make me believe what I'm looking at. That's what I want to see. Plus, I'd like to be entertained. I don't want to be beat over the head. I want more than what I'm being given.
Okay, so the interesting thing here is you have 4K, which is the latest version of HD,
right.
which is four times the quality of HD, which is what you're saying. It shows you nasal hair,
right.
Blades of grass, all these kind of things. And so they're going to 8K in a couple of years.
Why?
I have no idea, because I don't want to see that kind of detail either. But in the movie theaters, before you had digital, what was it, Panavision?
Yes.
Okay, and that was what?
Panavision, Spectravision, right. There's all kinds of
But wasn't it
names.
Double or quadruple the quality of digital?
But even then, it's on a large screen, you're back from. The best way to explain this, I think, to the audience is, watch television, the commercials, okay? You see Nicole Kidman doing a commercial for one of the skin creams, and you're looking at her and there's not a line in her face. It isn't a question of having, you know, plaster of Paris put over your face so that it's absolutely smooth. It's hitting you with 4 billion leagues of light. That's what it's doing. And all you have to do is look at her eyeballs. And you can see that her irises are so contracted because they've got 9 billion watts of light at her. I don't want to see that. I want to see a story. Tell me a story. And then I'll believe what I'm looking at.
Okay, so why do you think that the storytelling has somewhat disappeared?
Because audiences don't seem to have the patience that they did have. And the way we used to tell a story was an exposition element at the beginning of the film. Then you get into the story, you go back every now and again to re-explain why something was happening, and then the final denouement. And it worked out beautifully. Denouement, listen to me, I sound so French. But the ending, so that it made sense to you. Sam, I went to see Overlord over the weekend.
And who is starring in Overlord?
No one you ever heard of.
Okay.
Thank heaven.
My favorite cast.
Sam, it is without doubt one of the most gratuitously violent pieces of garbage I have ever in my life seen. Admittedly, the story is true. I understand the Germans did this, but I don't need to see it in graphic detail. And over again, it's like being hit over the head over and over again with a hammer. Come on. Tell me a story. Tell me how it gets, you know, in and out of the different areas that it is. But tell me something.
Okay, so it's interesting to watch a movie, say, from the 70s versus a movie from today.
True.
Because there was a certain point, and you would probably know the date better than I, where the movie industry traded sex for violence.
Uh-huh. Violence has always been a coin of the realm. People want to see it. There's something vicarious. You're not really involved, but you're involved.
It's the bar fight.
Exactly. I think the best way to look at it is look at the first Star Wars. then look at the last one released. That'll tell you everything you need to know about the difference in movie making between the 1970s and 2010s.
Okay, but go back to my point, which is we literally traded sex. Sex has disappeared from the movie screen, not from television. Now sex is coming back to television, but from the movie screen, we traded sex for violence.
I don't think we traded it, Sam. I think we combined it. Violent sex. I think there's something almost sexual about the violence that we see today. And it gives kids, particularly, a very jaundiced idea of what it is that makes us click the way we do.
Let's talk about burlesque to pornography. Because we know from the last decade, stories done by the New York Times and 60 Minutes, that pornography is a huge multi-billion dollar industry.
Sure.
That all the major corporations that run hotels, from the Marriotts, the Hiltons, you name them, all make a ton of money through the adult movie channels.
Yes.
All of the services like Charter or Dish or DirecTV all make a ton of money through this industry. Mm-hmm. Was it always this way?
Yes.
Going back to
yes,
the beginnings
of burlesque? It was just harder to get hold of the pornography. Now it's so much easier. All you have to do is punch it up on your channel. Do you got it? Punch it up on your telephone. That telephone thing is the worst thing that has ever happened to us, as well as the best thing that ever happened to us. It's how you use it more than anything else. But Sam, burlesque is different from pornography.
Correct.
And you got to keep them real separate. I can remember my aunt was Sophie Tucker. You know that.
The last of the Red Hot Mamas.
You got it. Tucker took me when I was a kid. I couldn't have been more than 12 or 13 years old. We went to the old Howard Theater in Scully Square in Boston, Massachusetts, where Gypsy Rose Lee was doing a performance to get money to keep the theater alive. She came out on stage in a black strapless gown, black velvet, and it had vines wrapped around it and long gloves, and she did a striptease. She took off her gloves and she unwrapped three vines. By the time she was finished, everyone in that theater was convinced she was stark naked, and she never took off anything that revealed anything. That was class. Pornography goes a little bit too far, but it is what a lot of people want. And if there's money involved, they're going to make it for that audience.
And it's also the most technically advanced entertainment medium.
That
just about every breakthrough in technology has come through the pornography industry, from VCRs
yes.
all the way through to the internet.
Yes. Well, VCRs, classic example, Jerry Lewis, not pornography.
Right.
This is different. Jerry Lewis had the brilliant idea of taking a VCR camera and taping it to the camera on the set as he was making a movie so that he could look at the tape of what he just shot and not have to wait 24 hours for the dailies to come up and maybe have to reshoot something. So yes, there's all kinds of things that have influenced other things to be done, you know, and make some marvelous strides in technology. But what for, Sam? That's the thing. If I'm going to spend my $5 to go to the movies in the afternoon, I love being a senior citizen, I want to see something that's entertaining. And, you know, I've seen First Man, I've seen Colette, I've seen Bad Days at the El Rey Motel. Now, ask me what that was about, Sam.
What was it about?
I have no idea, Sam. I sat through 2 hours of violence, and I have no idea what the hell it was all about. The Old Man and the Gun. Who's in that, Sam?
I have no idea. Well, apparently an old
Robert
man
Redford,
and a gun.
Robert Redford and Sissy Spacek. I had no idea what it was about, but I wanted to see Robert Redford in his 80s, probably his last film. I don't mean any disrespect to Robert Redford, but if this is his idea of his last film, it's good that it's his last film.
Okay,
it was a disaster.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg. He's going to be reviewing
everything.
When we come back.
And there's so many others in here. I mean,
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
He's the host of the forthcoming podcast called Howard Rosenberg Reviews Everything. Howard Rosenberg is with us. You have a list of...
Let me lead this part.
Okay, sure.
We've been talking about entertainment, which isn't really entertaining. I watch television at night. I'm old. I get into my chair, I put my feet up, and I want to be entertained. Okay, there's very little on television unless you want to watch a movie. I don't like watching movies at home on my set. I like to go to the movie. There's a number of reasons. Number one, the format is huge. Number two, there are other people watching it with me. My feelings are amplified by their feelings. And I learned a long time ago that when I review a movie, I got to see it twice. Once for the movie and popcorn and me. And once to watch other people's reaction to the film. Because you know as well as I do, Sam, there are times we go to a movie and we know intellectually this is a piece of garbage with a capital G and you love every minute of it. There's nothing wrong with that. I love a lot of bad movies, and I don't like a lot of very good movies. Last night, it dawned on me. I was watching Channel 2, God Friended Me. Have you seen that?
No.
Sam, it's the most wonderful idea. There are times when it works better at sometimes than others, but this guy that does a podcast, God sends him the name of someone that needs help. And he's supposed to do something, but he has no idea what. It's a wonderful idea. And the whole idea of, what if God did say to you, Sam, Howard really needs some help. Why don't you go over and see how he is? Okay, fine, you go over and you see how I am, but then what do? The whole idea of God friending you. And is it really God? Well, of course it isn't God. Come on, how many people don't even believe in God? In fact, this kid is an atheist, and his father is a minister. Okay, then NCIS Los Angeles, good old-fashioned violence. Wonderful for an hour. It was great fun. I loved every minute of it. Then I think one of the best programs on television is Madam Secretary. Absolutely brilliant. Here's a woman who's going to run for president. But it's not told from the standpoint of being a political figure. It's told from the standpoint of being a mother and a wife and Secretary of State. And Tia Leone and Tim Daly do an absolutely brilliant job, I think. I look forward to it every single Sunday. Been a long time since I've been able to do that.
Okay, so let's talk about the late night comedians who are basically not funny. I've been talking about this on the show. You know, when you go back to the Johnny Carson days or Dick Cavett, they were basically funny. They did political humor. They did hard-hitting political humor.
Yes.
But it was funny. Now, with the current crop of late night hosts, and much more so on cable than on broadcast, it's not funny. I'm thrilled that the reboot of Murphy Brown is funny, because I was dreading having to watch this show.
And see, and I don't see it funny.
Well, I and that's fine, because you and I disagree on just about everything.
Constantly. But Sam, what you're actually talking about isn't the program, it's the time in which the program is presented. The times we're living in are different from the times we were living in when they first came along.
Well, that's true, and a lot of it is made for people to watch clips on their phone the next day. So they're doing lots of things that will, right, you know, be clickbait. But my point is that, you know, it's hard for me to watch. If something's just going to be a diatribe for or against something,
right,
that's not funny. That's okay, a diatribe.
But you want to be entertained.
Absolutely.
You don't want to be preached at. All right, now, I'm going to say something that'll probably get us shot, but I'm going to say it anyway.
That's right, I own the gun.
Mr. Trump. I see in Mr. Trump Howard Rosenberg, a big mouth and not the best judgment in the world. Now, he's president of the United States. That carries a responsibility. It comes to a point where I can't watch the first 15 minutes of the national news on television because I know all it's going to do is upset me. So I wait 15 minutes and then I go on and there's more local and what's happening, you know, around us. That kind of thing. We're in a different place, Sam, than we've ever been before.
Yeah, but
I think
okay,
a lot of people are scared.
Okay,
I am. I'm frightened
okay,
out of my mind.
But you're frightened because the media is blasting you with negative stories every day.
True.
That in reality, you get up every morning, you have your breakfast, you potter around, do whatever you do, drive to wherever you're going, come home, watch TV, go to the movies. Your life is just fine. You're retired from the university system, you have an income, your health is as good as it can be at this point in life, thank goodness. So what is the fear? The fear is based on propaganda that's coming to you from all these different mediums. And
Sam, not all of the mediums are propaganda.
Hang on a second.
There is some honest reporting
hang
out
on a
there.
Second. Hang on a second.
All
Let
right.
me finish.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time here.
Always when you want to say something, we're running out of time.
Everybody's making money off this president. The president is outrageous, and the CNN is making more money than they've made in their careers. MSNBC is making more money. Fox News is making more money. And all of the regular networks are doing just fine. The New York Times has not made as much money as it's making now. The Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, because they're all concentrating on Donald Trump, and it's a mutual love fest that explodes into that first 15 minutes of your show.
I don't see it that way. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. We'll take a break and we'll discuss it. We have a minute left. We'll be right back.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg, who has a new podcast coming up called Howard Rosenberg Reviews Everything.
Now, that would really probably is driving most people crazy. What else is he going to review except movies?
Okay, so you're going to do shows, live shows, you're going to do restaurants, you're going to do all kinds of things. Whatever comes to your mind.
Okay. Why don't we review late night television?
Sure.
Like your comment, they're not funny anymore. Stephen Colbert, I find, is the funniest thing that has ever walked on 2 feet.
My wife agrees with you.
I think he is absolutely marvelous. I think that Bill Maher is phenomenal. I think Jay Leno is coming into town on the 24th, one night at the Nugget.
Love Jay Leno.
Okay. I can remember going to interview Jay Leno, and he's wearing the ugliest Hawaiian shirt I have ever seen in my entire life. And I, for some strange reason, have a bow tie on. And I start the interview by saying, Jay, are we going to Hawaii? Are we swimming to Hawaii? He looked at me and said, what is this, the Dugwood Bumstead look? Now, I played it for the kids about a year ago. They had no idea who Dugwood Bumstead is. On Jeopardy the other night, they had a picture of Blondie. No one that they asked knew who Blondie was.
Okay.
This
is what Google is for. This is what Google is for. You Google it. We're out of time. Howard Rosenberg reviews everything. Coming soon, we will tell you about it right here. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll see you on the next broadcast.